We've all learned Chumash, maybe even thought we understood. But now, with his trademark depth and clarity, and his signature up-tempo Dafyomi style, Reb Srili Bornstein uncovers the layers beneath the words, revealing a world of meaning, relevance, and beauty in every line. Where the Derech HaLimud of the Beis Medrash meets Pashut Pshat, discover the shir that's redefining how people learn Chumash. Reb Srili Bornstein's Chumash Shir. Find it on the Lakewood Dafyomi app, or wherever this shir is being heard.
Today's daf is Vachem Daf Ayin Tes. We are 6 lines from the bottom of Daf Ayin Ches Omid Beis V'Remini. Today's daf is being learned Le'ilui Nishmas Hechaver Naftali Ben Hechaver Binyamin. So we're in the middle of a sugya. Perek Kolas Vachem, 8th Perek Masech Tzvachem, where Zvachem meets Taruvos. Specifically, we are dam that was of a carbon, kosher and roy lizrika, was nisarev with something else. The question is, how exactly do we now treat that dam? Can I take the dam and put it on the mizbeach? Or being that it was nisarev with some foreign object, I can't put it on the mizbeach. In the course of the Gemara's discussion of the Mishnah, the Gemara brought a memra from Reish Lakish, which is may inyan le inyan ba oisa inyan. Ishlakish said, "Hapigul vahanoisar shebolul on zebeze vaachlon pater." In the event that somebody would take a kezayis of pigul and a kezayis of noisar, he would chew them together and he would eat them, and there would be edim that witnessed it, and they would warn him and say, "Don't eat the pigul, don't eat the noisar." Said Reish Lakish, counterintuitively, this person would not get malchus. And the Gemara said that this chiddush of Reish Lakish is predicated on a mitzias and 3 chedushim lahalacha. The mitzias is e efshe shelo yarbe min al chaver biyavatlenu. It's inevitable that while the person is chewing the pigul and the noisar, betchilas habelila, that there isn't going to be either more pigul than noisar or more noisar than pigul. Once you have roiv of one over the other, the thing that's the roiv is mevatel the thing that's the muad, and the davar muad now takes on the status of the roiv. So, for example, if there would be roiv pigul and mead noiser, the little bit of noiser would now become pigul. When the person chews more, even if he's chewing noiser, that little bit of noiser again is going to become pigul. Which means that from a halachic perspective, even though we started off with a kezayis of pigul and a kezayis of noiser, he's going to end up with 2 kezayisim of pigul. It's also possible that when he starts chewing, there's going to be more noiser than pigul, which means the pigul will be butted to the noiser, and the more pigul that he's going to chew is going to become weiter butted to the noiser, and he's going to end up not with a kezayis of pigul and a kezayis of noiser, but rather with 2 kezayisim of noiser. So from a metzias perspective, as much as it sounds like this nice, simple case, kezayis pigul, kezayis noiser, in lundis, once this person sinks his teeth into the pigul and the noiser, then he's not going to have a kezayis of pigul and a kezayis of noiser, but he's going to end up with either 2 kezayisim of pigul or 2 kezayisim of noiser. Because of that metzias, says Reish Lakish, I'm going to tell you 3 halachas, and now you're going to understand everything that I'm saying. Number one, isura mevatlin zeze. Meaning, there would have been makom to say that the only time we say the idea of bittel is when one thing is aser and the other thing is mutter. To the extent that both things are aser, mechatesa, there's bittel. Says Reish Lakish, when the pigul's mevatel the noiser and the noiser's mevatel the pigger, it's working with a real din pigul, not using that word loosely. And the point is, it's going to be a regular bona fide halach of bittel, so that we're going to have either 2 kezayisim of pigul or we're going to have 2 kezayisim of noiser. Shma mina initially, that noisin tam beroiv lav deiraisa. Because if you say that noisin tam beroiv is deiraisa, then really the pigul can't be mevatel the noiser, and the noiser can't be mevatel the pigul. Because although it's inevitable while the person's chewing, he's going to have a roiv of one over the other, but to say that the dover muad is not going to be noisin tam, that's preposterous. Of course it's going to be noisin tam. The teretz is, noisin tam is not deiraisa. So from a deiraisa digger perspective, there's no question in the world you can going to end up with a bittul. And finally, Shema Mina Hasra Safik, Lo Shema Hasra. Rish Lakish holds that Hasra Safik is not considered a Hasra. And it's for that reason you can't get Malkus. What's the point? Because if you would hold Hasra Safik, Shema Hasra, the person can get Malkus. Because the Edom can warn him and say, listen, I don't know if you're going to be eating Pigel, or I don't know if you're going to be eating Noiser, but you're for sure going to be eating one of the two. Let him give him Hasra so that now the person would be able to get Malkus. The Teretz is Hasra Safik, Lo Shema Hasra. And it's for that reason there's no Malkus. Again, Rish Lakish said if somebody would eat a kezias of pigle, you'd get Malkus. A kezias of nois, you would get Malkus. If you eat a kezias of pigle and nois together, counterintuitively, you're not going to get Malkus. Why? Because he efsher, it's inevitable that lo yarbe min al chaveira via vatlenu. And like the Gemara said, shma min atlas. It's really predicated on three chidushim la'aloch. Number one, not only is isim avatal heter, hetem avatal iser, but isurim amavatlan zezeh. Number two, nois and tam lav deiraisa. And number three, hasra safik lo shma hasra. The Gemara jumped on the second of the Shema Mina class. Is it possible that Rish Lakish holds that nois and tam is lav deiraisa? We know tam kikr is deiraisa. What was the Gemara's raya that tam kikr is deiraisa? A mishnah, a seif of a mishnah mesachta schala, where it's mavur that in the event somebody has a taruvis of dogon and oires, he makes an isa out of it. Even if there's roiv oires, to the extent that the dogon is noisim tam, adam yoytze behem yedei choy vasoi bePesach. We're going to see this is the first of two major shout-outs that the yontav of Pesach is going to get in today's daf. But adam yoytze behem yedei choy vasoi bePesach, and it's for that reason you see, Taina de Gemara, that Nois and Tam must be Dei Raisa. Because if Nois and Tam is not Midei Raisa, but Midei Raisa, we say Bittel Beroi. So if there's Roiv Oires over the Dagon, then Midei Raisa, what I have is Oires, I don't have Dagon. How could it be Yoitza, your Chayves Matzah? Must be that Nois and Tam is Midei Raisa. And if that's the case, how could Rish Lakish have said as Halacha that if somebody eats a Gezayis, a Pigle, and Noiser, Potter, Yavchit Shalei Yabim, Min Al Chavir, Via Vatlenu, it's predicated on three things. Yisur Mevatlen Zeh. You want to tell me Yisur Mevatlan Zeze? I hear. Even though we'll see in the course of the daf that not everybody agrees with this. But beside that, I can live with that. Hasra Safek Loish Masra, it's one of the sugyas ha'indim berumo shaloylam, machlikis Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. But I could live with Shitas Reish Lakish, that Hasra Safek Loish Masra. But to tell me Nois and Tam Lavde Reis, it's Kenegan and Mish. There's no way in the world Reish Lakish could have such a sheet. So to answer that, the Gemara made an oikimta in Reish Lakish's case. You have to say Reish Lakish's case was, with the pigle and the noiser were min b'minoi. They were both behemah flesh, oif flesh, they were both menaches, they were min b'minoi. Being that it's min b'minoi, over there it's poshut nois and tam is lav deiraisa, because there is no tam. And enochinami, to the extent that it was a min b'she'enoi minoi, it was a pigle of mincha and a noiser of a behemah, and he ate the kezayis of each together, he would get malchus, because there's no bittel over here. And as a result, for sure, he's eating a kezayis and a pigle and a kezayis of noiser. In fact, he would be like a shmoinim because of that virus that he did, assuming the asras line up. But it's davka over here, where it was min b'minoi, by min b'minoi, there is no tam. Meaning, it's not nois and tam, the davar mu'ud, because the davar mu'ud and the davar roiv taste the same. So being that the davar mu'ud is not nikr b'taymoy, so it's for that reason over here, and only over here, you can have the halach of nois and tam not being deiraisa. But the Gemara wasn't so free then, and that's what's going to segue us into today's stuff. The Gemara said, I still have a kasha, because to the extent that nois and tam is mid deiraisa, so that by min b'she'enoy minoy, even if you have a davar mu'ud, but if it's nois and tam in the taruvus, the halach is not going to be batal, midday raisa. Well then, where it's min b'minoy, the halach should be the same thing. Because the way we should view this taruvus is, that even though right now the davar mu'ud is not being nois and tam, but we should pull the royan card out of our pocket. And we should say, what would be if it was not min b'minoy, it was min b'she'enoy minoy? Would it be nois and tam, or would it not be nois and tam? And if the answer is it would be nois and tam, it shouldn't be batal. What's the precedent to this idea of Royan? Our Mishnah. And that's why this sugya ties into our Mishnah. Because in our Mishnah we saw that dam that's nisarev b'mayim, we'll see more about this later in the daf, im yesh b'maris dam kosh. What if it's nisarev b'yayin? We are now, it can't be determined whether it has a maris dam or doesn't have a maris dam, because the dover mu'it, the dam and the davar roiv, the yayin, red wine, look the same. So the Mishnah said, roiv noisa ki ilu mayim, and we try to compute, and we try to cheshbin. Would it be noisa tam if it was mayim? Or would it be noisa mar if it was mayim? Or would it not be noisa mar if it was mayim? But what do you see? You see that when it comes to a situation of a roiv and a muet, where if it was min b'she'enoi minoi, we wouldn't simply say betel b'rayv, but rather it'd be something that we would calculate. In the case of our Mishnah Mara, well, then the same should be true when it comes to a situation where you have a rayv and a muet, and there is what to calculate, and that is tam. We should say, even if it's min b'minoi, so right now in front of us, there is no mahalach of figuring out whether it's being nice and tam or not, but we should make a rayin, and we should say that to the extent that it would have been a min b'she'enoi minoi, it would have been nice and tam. Well, then the halacha should be that there should be no bittul. And if that's the case, for the Gemara, even if you're going to make an akimtin reish lakish, that the pigel and the noisner were min b'minai, but at the end of the day, it still shouldn't be bittul. And the reason is, because we should say right. Now, one or I think is worth mentioning, Tosa speaks it out, and that is, you see from the Gemara's kasha, that the svara of royin is a svara de raisa. It's not just a svara de rabbanon. Where do you see that? Because reish lakish said that the halacha is that if you would take a kezayis pigel and a kezayis of noisar, and you were bolon zeb as ever achlan potter, you wouldn't get malchus. Rish Lakish is saying galach and hilchus malchus. The Gemara's cash is that even if Rish Lakish is talking about bim b'minoi, but you should say royin so that you should get malchus. If royin is a svarah de rabbanon, so it's very good in the world of bittul, we say royin, but it's not gonna give you malchus. Meaning midday raisa will say bittul b'royiv, I royin, okay, it's a din de rabbanon. From the fact that the Gemara is asking as a kash on Rish Lakish, and the Gemara wants you should get malchus when eat the pickle and noise, even though it's min b'minoi. So you say, Meris, the Gemara holds the svar of Roin, it's the svar of Deiraisa. And the truth is, you see it from the Mishnah. You see it from the Mishnah, Mimakim Shabasa. From the place that you see Roin, you actually see it's Deiraisa. Why? Because where did the Mishnah use the Halach of Roin? The Mishnah used the Halach of Roin where Dam was Nisarev with red wine. And the Mishnah said that even if you have Roiv red wine, but in the event that the Dam would have been Nisarev with Mayim, if the dam would have been nois and tam, well then, if it's the equivalent thereof of yayin, then we're going to say that the dam is now not bottle, and you could do what with the dam? You could put it on the mizbeach. If the halach of royin is a din derabbanan, you can't take dam using royin and put it on the mizbeach. It's chulam azar. The teretzness, it must be that royin is as far as they rise. But either way, that's the Gemara's grace to the kash on reish lakish. That's the Gemara's grace to the kash on reish lakish. What happened to the halach of royin? I feel him, Tim Tzoloimar, it's mimba minay the pigle on the noiser, but still, the Shema Mina first one I can live with, the third one I can live with, the second one I can't live with. Because nois and tam, and even by min b'mina, l'chayr, we should say right. What was the Gemara's answer? So it was a half of Amid Gemara, but the Gemara's answer, the shortest version of it is, that it's true, Reish Lakish will say, I know this halach of Roin, it's the Stam Mishnah, it's Vachim, Ayin Zayinim Abes, but really, the Svar of Roin is the Machloikish Nuya. What's this Machloikis? It's Machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Our Stam Mishnah is going Alibi to Rabbi Yehuda. I hold like the Chachamim, which makes sense because Yachid Rab Malach Grabim. And although I know my halacha is contradicted by the principle of Royan, but that's not a problem. Amar Amir, I can't argue with the Tana. Even my Rebbe Rabbi Yochanan can't argue with the Tana. That's fine. But I have a Tana the Messiah Eli. I've Tanoim the Messiah Eli. It's the Shitas HaChachamim who don't hold of Royan. Now, what was this Machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim? So it was discussing a halacha in Hilchis Mikvais. The case is where someone had a dli, he had a bucket. This bucket was tameh. He wanted to tevel it. Inside this bucket that was tameh, he had some sort of mashkin. So he's taking the bucket with the mashkin, he's being tevel into the mikvah. The nidin, super high level, 20,000 feet, is whether or not the mashkin that's inside the bucket serves as a mechitza, as a chatzitza, so that you shouldn't be able to do a proper tefillah or not. Now, the truth is, Kana ben Shoyal, and the ben is Tosfos. Tosfos asks a very obvious kasha. Dover lach, we know, is not chatzitz, right? That's like Hilchas Chatzitza 101. So, why would the contents in the bucket be chatzitz? I thought dover lach is never a chatzitz. So, this is just Pashup Shan in the sugya. Dover lach is not chatzitz because we assume if somebody takes something and he puts it in the mikveh and there's a little liquid on top of it, that liquid attaches itself to the mikveh so that we don't view it as separating between the thing that's tamei and the mikvah. It becomes part and parcel of the mikvah. If, however, that davar lach is contained inside a receptacle, so then already we look at it as a davar nifrat potentially, and the regular halacha of davar lach in echotzes is not going to apply. But the bottom line is, there's a halacha that in the event that you have a keli that's tamei, there's contents inside the keli that would serve as a chatzitza. Now, to be clear, this is also going to play out in the cheshbon gemara. It's only a chatzitza for the inside of the keli, right? It's not a chatzitza for the outside of the keli, but the toich of the keli, the inside of the keli, all of a sudden now has this separation. So what's the loch? Is it chaitzitz or is it not chaitzitz? So the short answer is, it depends on what kind of liquid we're dealing with. In the event that the liquid is mayim, it's water, so then we say that the water inside the keli is not going to be a chatzitza. And the reason is based on the halach of Hashaka. Hashaka states that if you take water, even water that's tamei itself, and you attach it now to a mikvah, it becomes part and parcel of the mikvah. And if the mikvah is kosher, the process of Hashaka is metayer that mayim. And now we look at all the water as if it's okay. So that water that's inside the keli is actually mayim tahir, and we look at it as being part of the mikvah. If it's part of the mikvah, certainly it's not going to be a chatzitza. What if you had red wine inside the keli? Then the halacha is that it depends on whether or not the water has the ability to properly dilute the color of the red wine. If it can, if it could, the lashon of Chazal was dieyu mareyu, right? If it has the ability to go ahead and to somehow dull out the color of the wine, well, then we say that the water got the better of the red wine, and therefore it's not going to be a chatzitza. If, however, it doesn't have the ability to do that, then yeah. What if it was white wine? What if it was milk? What's unique about white wine or milk? White wine and milk is not water, so you don't have ashaka. But at the same time, you can't use this formula, imdia mareo, because it has the same color, high level, as does the water. So the question is, what would you cheshben over there? That's where there was a machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham. Rabbi Yehuda said that in that case, the halacha is royin. We ask ourselves, what would be if the wine wasn't white, but rather the wine was red? Would it be dia mareo? If the answer is yes, well then we look at it one way. If the answer is no, we look at it another way. If according to the Chachamim, we don't ask ourselves, we don't make a royin. Right now, it's white, there's no dia mareo. What then do we do? We go basarayif. If the majority of the water, or the majority of the liquid that's inside this dli is water, then it's going to be okay. And if the majority of it's going to be this white wine, then it's not going to be okay. But what do you see from here? You see that when it comes to the halachas of bittul, whether or not we say royin or not is a machlokes tanam. It's a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. And who's the one that says royin? It's Rabbi Yehuda. It's not the Chachamim. I'm the Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish is going to tell you, I know my halacha pidul v'noisa shabalon v'achlan zebezeh. I know that's contradicted by the Mishnah that says royin. However, I know the sugi of royin is really machlokes tanam. It's Shitas Rabbi Yehuda and the Sugi Masechtas Mikvois. I don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. I hold the Chachamim. Makes sense. Yach Rabbi Lach Gravim. And it's for that reason it's not shver that my halach is contradicted by the din of right. But either way, what emerges from this discussion is that there was a major machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, whether we say Ryan or not. Very much the Geyar Sugya, because our Mishnah said Ryan, and what's emerging, L'chair, is that our Sugya, our Mishnah, is a stam like Rabbi Yehuda. But the bottom line is, a major machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, whether you say Ryan or don't say Ryan, and the Gemara now is going to ask Akasha from a Mishnah Masechtas Mikvayis that deals with the sugya of Royan. It also deals with the exact case that Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim were arguing. When you have a dli that was tamei, there's contents inside of it, you're putting it in the mikvah right now to go ahead and toivel, do we say that the contents get in the way, they serve as a chatzitza, or do they not? Now, to be clear, just for the vernacular of the Gemara, the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Chachamim that we mentioned earlier was a braisa. The makor is a Tosefta in the 8th parak of Masechtas Mikvayis. The Vermini is going to be from a Mishnah. A Mishnah in the 10th parak of Masechtas Mikvayis. I'll ask you, Akasha, Delisha, who mole roikin. If somebody had a dli, had a bucket, and it was filled with roik, it was filled with saliva, vehit bilu, and now he was toivel the dli, ki'ilu loy toval, it's as if he didn't know tefila. This is a geshmaka ki'ilu, right? In the world of ki'ilus, not the first one that comes to mind, but ki'ilu loy toval, it's as if he didn't do the tefila. And the reason is because the roik, the consistency of it, is without a question, a chatzitza gets in the way of the mayim, and it's for that reason sin, there's no tefillin. In fact, Rashi says that even though the Mishnah says delisha hu mole roikin, doesn't have to be mole roikin. Even if there's just one layer of roik on the bottom, that would be enough for it to be a chatzitza. Mei raglayim. What would be if the dli was filled with mei raglayim? Royin, magic word. Oisankilu hey mayim. We look at the mei raglayim as if it's mayim. What's talachi if the dli was mole mayim? It'd be hashaka. We know it would be okay. If it's mole mei raglayim, it'd be the same thing. Now, very important Rashi. Rashi says that mei raglayim is really mayim on some level, right? It's called mei raglayim. It's just the name. Zilbas Hashma. So you see, on some level, it's mayim. But as much as it's mayim, it's not mamish mayim, where you would traditionally think that it should be subject to the law of Hashaka, which is related to real mayim. Afilu hachizok the Mishnah, we're roying the mei raglayim as if it's mayim, because it's similar to mayim, let's be honest. So we're roying the mei raglayim as if it's mayim. Once we're roying, it allows us now to tuoif a hashaka. Once it's a hashaka, so therefore it's going to be okay. Mole mechatos. What would be if the keli was mole with mechatos? And mechatos is the mayim chayim that was mished with the efer of the para aduma. Ad shingir ba mayim a mechatos. So over there, the halach is that we don't say that the mechatos automatically is a chatzit. So we also don't say royin oisman kilu hein mayim, but rather we say that really it is a chatzitza, and if really it is a chatzitza, then you have to go baser roy. Meaning it's not an automatic chatzitza, checkmate, there's nothing to handle. It's also not royin oisman kilu hein mayim that we're going to say ashaka, but rather you'll be here, you'll look at it as a taruvus. So if there's roiv of the good water, then it's going to be okay, and if not, then already it's going to be a problem. Now, why don't we say royim when it comes to the mechatas? If you say royim when it comes to mei raglayim, why wouldn't we say royim when it comes to mechatas? So Rashi says that mechatas, even though it's also mayim, but it's very chashiv, it's very kaddish, and because of its chashivos, so you can't be royim oisa kilei mayim and then tuay fa hashaka. The punchline is the hashaka. You can't make a hashaka from something that's so independently chashiv, and it's for that reason the halacha is ad sheyirbu hamayim al mechatas. Says the Gemara, man shamalei de islei royin. Who is the Tan of this Mishnah? This Mishnah said royin. Now, how do you know the Mishnah said royin? The second case. When it comes to mei raglayim, it's royin oisan kilu heimayim. Who is the Tana that holds a royin? We said it's machlokes tanam, it's machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, and it's Rabbi Yehuda that's the one that says royin. Well, if that's the case, faith the Gemara, let me ask you a kasha of the Ketani, the Sagile Beruba. Look at the third case. Look at the case where there was mechatas inside. What's the loch over there? The loch over there is that you go basarayv. What's the kasha? Why do you go basarayv? When there's mechatas? What we should say is that the only way that the Mayan will be able to be mevatel the mechatas is in the event that had the Mayim been a red color, had it been Yayin Edoy, would the Mechatas had not had the ability to go ahead and give it a Mara of Yayin. And it should be then and only then that the halacha is that there should be a Bittul. In other words, the Gemara's kasha is that it's clear that the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. How do I know the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda? Because the Mishnah said Royin. And the only Tana I know that holds of Royin is Rabbi Yehuda. Where did the Mishnah say Royin? Because Royin may raglayim kilu heimak. So we know the Tana is Rabbi Yehuda. If the Tana is Rabbi Yehuda, then Lochayra have a bamba kasha. Why, when it comes to the Mechatas, is the halacha that we go basar? You shouldn't go basarayv. You should have to toif the royin. Rabbi Yehuda l'shitase. What did Rabbi Yehuda say in the Braisa? Rabbi Yehuda in the Braisa said that if you would have the dli and you would put inside of it, this white wine, or you would put chalav inside of it, and now you put it into the mikvah. So what would be the halacha? The halacha would be royin. You wouldn't say go basarayv. You'd go basarayv. So by the mechatas, you should do the same thing. You should also go basarayv. So why is it then, if the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, that we say you go basarayv l'chayra? What we should go basarayv is we should go basar roin. This is mamish the same exact case where Rabbi Yehuda and the Braisa said roin. How come in the Mishnah we don't say roin? As I fake the Gemara. And the Gemara is going to say two terus, and the first teretz is Abaya, the second teretz is Rabba. I'm Rabaya. Abaya said loikasha. It's not shver. Hodi day, hodi rabbe. It's true the Mishnah mikvois could be Rabbi Yehuda, but it's Rabbi Yehuda di day. The Braisa of Rabbi Yehuda of roin, That's Rabbi Yehuda. I'll leave it to his Rabbi. Who's Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi the Tanya belonging to the Brais. Rabbi Yehuda, I mean, Rabbi the Samishon, Rabbi Gamliel, then Rabbi Gamliel. Ain't Dam Mevatel Dam. Ain't Roik Mevatel Roik. They may Raglayim, Mevatel may Raglayim. Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Rabbi Gamliel. That Dam is not Mevatel Dam. Roik is not Mevatel Roik. And may Raglayim is not Mevatel may Raglayim. What does this mean in English? It means Mim Beminoi Loi Bottle. Now we know Rabbi Yehuda's sheet is that Mim Beminoi Loi Bottle. Abaya is telling us right here that this sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, Mim Beminoi Loi Bottle, is really not sheet as Rabbi Yehuda. But rather, it's Rabbi Yehuda Alibet Darabe, Rabbi Gamliel. He's the one that holds that Mim Beminoi is Loi Bottle. Okay, what does that have to do with anything? We're not discussing Mim Beminoi, we're discussing Roy. Zokrashi, it's the top Rashi on the Yomid. That what Abaya meant to say was like this. Abaya meant to say that Rabbi Yehuda Alibet Darabe, who holds Mim Beminoi Loi Bottle, Zayisai Meris, he's a big machmer when it comes to the halachas of bittul. If he's a big machmer when it comes to the halachas of bittul, then it makes sense that he would be machmer weiter, and he would say, Roy. Royin is a tremendous chumrah. So if you find a chumrah in bittul that mim b'minoi loy batal in l'chal chumrah g'doy l'mizu, then it makes sense that you would also hold of another chumrah, and you would say the halacha of Royin. But it's Tavka Rabbi Yehuda Alibet Darabe, who holds mim b'minoi loy batal, who's also going to hold the Chiddush of Roy. But Rabbi Yehuda himself never said Mim B'Minoi Loi Batal. And if he never said Mim B'Minoi Loi Batal, it's Yitochin that he doesn't hold of Roy either. So you're right, the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. And you're right, the Braisa is Rabbi Yehuda. And if that's the case, you have a stira. Because how come when it comes to white wine, we say Roy, but when it comes to the Mechatas, we don't say Roy? They're both Rabbi Yehuda, but one is Rabbi Yehuda himself, and the other one is Rabbi Yehuda Alibet Darabe. The price is Rabbi Yehuda Alibet Darabe. That's Rabbi Yehuda Alibet, this Rabbi who was machmir in bittul, mim b'minoi loy batal, he's also machmir that you say royin. Rabbi Yehuda himself, you don't find ever said mim b'minoi loy batal, and being that you don't find he said mim b'minoi loy batal, you don't find that he was machmir, and it's yitochin then that he's not going to hold royin either. The way we just explained the Gemara is the way Rashi explains the Gemara. Tosfos asks a whole bunch of kashas on Rashi. It's hard to say over the Gemara because there are a lot of very, very glaring kashas. But I just want to mention one point, what emerges. Again, we're not going to go through this. Tosfos has a whole different halakha in the Gemara. It's a different gears in the Gemara. So we're not going to go through Tosfos. But just to bring out one akuta. In short, what was Abaya's teretz? Abaya's teretz, in short, was the Gemara asked the kasha. The Gemara said that I have a Mishnah in Masechtas Mikvos. The Mishnah says, Mei raglayin roi noisan kiluei mayin. From the fact that Meir Aglayin Roy Noisan Kiloi Mayin must be that who is the Tana of the Mishnah? The Tana of the Mishnah must be Rabbi Yehuda. If the Tana of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, then how come when it's Moli Mechatas, it's Achir Ba Mayim Amechatas? L'chayr, we should say Roy. That was the Gemara's cash. What is the Gemara's teretz? Where Rashi is explaining it in short, that really this Mishnah Mikvayis doesn't hold of Roy. Doesn't hold of Roy. Where are you getting Roy? Rabbi Yehuda in the Braisa. Rabbi Yehuda and the Braisa. That was Rabbi Yehuda Alibet Darabe. I feel of Tim Tzoloim at this Mishnah. It's Rabbi Yehuda. It's Rabbi Yehuda Alein. It's not Rabbi Yehuda Alibet Darabe. Rabbi Yehuda Alein doesn't know the Ryan. What's the Gemara's kasha was that I see Minei Obey in the Mishnah that is Ryan. Because Ryan may raglayin kidohein mayim. It's not Rabbi Yehuda Alibet Darabe. It's for sure Rabbi Yehuda Alibet Darabe. Why are we even talking about Rabbi Yehuda in this Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda Mandachar Shmeh. The Teretz is because the Mishnah said Mefurish Royin, and Rabbi Yehuda is the only one that we know holds of Royin. And for the Gemara, nah, this is not that Rabbi Yehuda. Yes, it is. That was the old Kasha. If this is not that Rabbi Yehuda, why are we having this conversation? And you know, I know it's that Rabbi Yehuda because it says Mefurish in the Mishnah Royin. So it is Royin. So what exactly was Abaya Ahani with his Teretz? What did he answer? Yeah, you want to tell me that this Mishnah is not Rabbi Yehuda? Okay, just tell me the Mishnah is not Rabbi Yehuda. That's the easiest answer in the world. Man shamele disle roin Rabbi Yehuda. You'll tell me it's not Rabbi Yehuda. That's really what Abaya said. But Abaya had no business saying that because it's mefurish that the Tana of the Mishnah holds roin, and the only Tana we know that holds roin is Rabbi Yehuda. You want to tell me it's Rabbi Yehuda? I'll leave it to Rabbi. No problem. I can live with that, right? I have no way to contradict that. Even though Rava is not going to live with that, but we can live with that. So, but at the end of the day, so what exactly did Abaya Fadin? He gave a very simple answer in very cryptic language. Hadidei, Hadirabei, but at the end of the day, L'chaira, the whole premise of the Kasha was it has to be Rabbi Yehuda who holds Roy in this Mishnah because you see Mefurish, Meir Aglayin, Roy Nois, the Kiloei Mayan. So how does Abaya now have a gerech to say that really it's not going according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda's Alibet Darabei? Very, very sus. Now, to explain just what the Mishnah would be saying, Lefiyah Emes, Alibad Abaya, you would have to say that as much as you see in the Mishnah, there's a Rayan, you would have to be mechalik between the Rayan Meiraglayan Kilu Hein Mayan, and then the Rayan of Rabbi Yehuda. And you would have to say that not all Rayans were created equally. You would have to say that even though we're saying that it's Muchach from case 2 that we say Rayan, and from case 3 we don't say Rayan, it's not really a stira, because you could say, like, Kasha, there's two different Royans. There's the Royan Meir Raglayan Kilu Hein Mayan. That's not such a big leap because it is Mayan Mishtikal. And then there's the Royan, the water, as if it's red wine. I mean, that's a whole different type of Royan, right? So that type of Royan, maybe we don't say. That's a very, very plausible Mahalach in terms of how to explain the Mishnah. And Mistama, that's what Abaya is coming to say. Now, what's the Shakl of Attire? The Maksh of the Gemara wasn't Oymen on the Chilik between the two Royans. But Abaya is being mechadish, that could be, you could be mechalik between the two Ryans. Tosis mutches with this a little bit. But the bottom line is, that's how you would have to come out. You would have to say that the Maksha held that the two Ryans are totally zebezeh. So, man shamalei disley Ryan, Rabbi Yehuda, and I know that this Mishnah holds Ryan from case 2. Well, if that's true, then what happened to case 3? What's the Gemara's Teretz? The Gemara's Teretz is loyum, this is not that Rabbi Yehuda. In case 2, you say Ryan, that's a whole different type of Ryan. Good, that's probably what Abaye is going to tell you. That's Pashim Shad and what Abaye is coming to say. The one thing that you still have to understand a little bit is, why is he getting involved in Hadi Day and Hadi Rabbeh? Why is Rabbi Yehuda the Mechutin in the Sugya? It's only because we're assuming Rabbi Yehuda is the only one that holds of Ryan. But once you tell me that this Mishnah is not really going with that Shittas Rabbi Yehuda is a Slay Ryan, so let the Mishnah be the Chachamim. I don't know, let it be Reb Tarfin, let it be Reb Meir, let it be Sumchis. I have no idea. Right? Let it be anyone. Ephraim Miksha, Mishum Reb Meir, we just had recently in Chumashe. I don't know, it could be anybody. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak. It could be any Tana. Mehecha Teisni, it has to be Rabbi Yehuda B'chla. The point is that the Maksha assume that from case 2 you see Ryan, oh, Zoysnay Meres, this is going with Yeneshitas Rabbi Yehuda. The Teretz is, you have to be Mechal between the two Ryans. Again, this is not the easiest Gemara in Shas, but either way, this is the way Rashi explains Shitas Abaya. If you prefer it, there is a Shittas Tosfos. The Tosfos starts on Ayin Ches Amud Beis. It goes into Ayin Tes Amud Aleph. It's a first Seder and some Ayin Sham. Either way, moving along. Second Teretz of the Gemara. Rav Amar. Rav said, Bedeli, Shetoichoy, Tar, Vigabi, Tami Askinan. Rav didn't want to say, Hadi Dei, Hadi Rabbeh. Also, Rav is not happy with saying that the famous Rabbi Yehuda that holds Mim Midalei Batal is Alibi the Rabbeh, because throughout Shatz it's always Shittas Rabbi Yehuda. It's not Shittas Rabbi Yehuda, Alibi the Rabbeh. And La'olam Rava holds that if you see in this Mishnah Meira Glein Roy Noisekilo Emayin, it must be that the Tana of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, and it's Rabbi Yehuda. And there's no question in the world. Why then do we say Royin when it comes to Meira Glein Kilo Emayin, but we don't say Royin when it comes to Mechatas? But rather by Mechatas, since Achir Ba Emayin Al Mechatas. Zokta Gemara, Rav is going to tell you, because we're talking about a very specific Akimta. The Akimta is, with the Dli, this bucket was Toichai Tar Vagabai Tami. We thought until now the whole bucket was Tami. Even the contents, we assume, was probably Tami. But the case over here is, with the Dli itself was Toichai Tahar, and it was only Gabai Tami. The back of it was Tami, the inside of it was Tar. If that's the case, the Medina Sagla Bakaldu. Really, you don't even have to Toivel the inside. What's going on inside the keli, the fact that there's mechatas inside, right, that's the case we'll focus on. The fact that there's mechatas inside, who cares? Because the inside is tar, mechatas, it's all tar. There's no issue about the inside. Now, you do need a little bit of mayim to go toichai, and the reason is, this is negei pashim shan in the Gemara, it's because we assume that the rim, the top, the svas is tummy, right? If gabay is tummy, then the svas is also tummy. So you would need a little bit of mayim, but you don't need enough mayim to be mevatel the mechatas, so that now we could say there's mayim inside the keli, so that now the whole toich is going to be tar, because the toich is tar anyways. So if that's the case, why do you even have to toivel the inside? Why are we saying, is there roiv, is there not roiv? Who cares? Just dunk the outside in, make sure a tiny bit makes it above sea level, and once you do that, everything is going to be K-OK. Why do I even need to do a proper tefillah? For Rabbanan, Zakt Rav Huda Gazrabu, the reason is, because they were worried, that maybe this person's not going to do a proper tefillah. If you're going to tell him, all you have to do is be toivel the outside of it, he's going to end up doing nothing. And the reason is because Mechatas was very valuable, right? Shanemol, the Paraduma is a tire geshaft. So we're worried that this person is not going to want to ruin the Efer, the Paraduma, and he's going to put it in the mikvah, but he'll never get it to the top. He's never going to do a proper tefillah because he's not going to want any little bit of mayim to get into the mechatas. So we're worried that he's going to do that. So we told him, you know what? You're not going to play games. You better do a proper tefillah. If you don't do a proper tefillah, you're out. Oh, you have to do a proper tefillah. I have to do a proper tefillah. Again, if you tell him you don't have to do a proper tefillah, then you worry that he's going to end up not being toivel it properly. I mean, if you tell him you don't have to be toivel the toich, you only have to be toivel the gaboy, then you're not even going to get the whole gaboy because you're not going to get that top rim. Because he's going to be so sensitive, he's not going to want to get too close to the edge. So you're going to end up missing part of the gavah. So what we tell him is you have to be toivel the toich. But being that the only reason we're telling you have to be toivel the toich is because of this chumr yaseira, so it's for that reason, the kivan, the ikari buya, loy tzarech, that in and of itself would be enough. That's why we don't say roin. Meaning, la'olam, if this was a situation where the toich was really tamei, avada we would say roin. You couldn't be seinuch on a roin. Because hamani Rabbi Yehudi. How do I know Rabbi Yehudi? Because I know from the case of Meir Aglai, roin oizekilu mayer. So clearly we're going according to the Tana that holds roin. Arif, we're going according to the Tana that holds roin. How come in the case of Mechatos, over there it's agilei baroin? It's agansoy kimto, hacha b'mayeskin. Either way, the kasha was that l'chayru, we have a mission over here that says Ryan but doesn't say Ryan. What's going on over here? Right? And the way the Gemara asked the Kasha from the fact that we said that we see Ryan, it must be it's Rabbi Yehuda. If it's Rabbi Yehuda, how come you don't say Ryan by the Mechatas the way we said it by the white wine? Right? That's essentially the Gemara's Kasha. And for that, we had two terutzim. One terutz is that La'olam, this mission is not that Rabbi Yehuda that holds of Ryan. I, Ryan, may raglan, kilo imayim, that's an under a star Ryan. That's a bayez malach. Rabbi's malach is that avada, this Mishnah is going according to Yen Rabbi Yehuda that holds of Ryan. From the case of Ryan Meir Aglan Kilei Mayim, you see clearly that we're going according to that Tana. Why don't you say Ryan when it comes to Mechatas? Hacha b'mayaskinon. We really, the Toich was Tahar. And it's only because of a Chumri Yaseira that we're even saying that you have to get anything in there. And being that all it is a Chumri Yaseira, to say Ryan in a Tefillah, that's a Chumra, that already we're not going to do. Rava gave us a very, very important klah. And you can spend a winter's amount on this klah. But for us, a minute. A klah. And that is, when it comes to the halachas of bittul, there are times we ask ourselves, is the muad being nice and tam, or is it not being nice and tam? If the answer is, yeah, good, not, right? Taruvus is pretty straightforward. Then there are times we ask ourselves, what's the roif? Is the majority this or is the majority that? All you have to know is what's the majority, what's the minority. And then there's other times we ask ourselves, that dover muet, could you see it or can you not see it? What's a tali? If you have two foods, emphasis on foods, that taste differently, it's mimbisha'ina minoy. So there, even if you have roif of one and a muet of another, but if the dover muet is nois and tam, what we know as nois and tam, or tam ke'ikr, etc., etc., so that loch is you have to go basatam. Mimbe minoy, if you have two foods that are the same min, so that's not tali benois and tam, that's proven, and you go basaroy. And hechad the ikka chazusa, and the way Rashi explains this, we spoke to Rashi yesterday, hechad the ikka chazusa, that was the haktomati yesterday show. If in the event that you have two things that are not foods, not things that people are going to eat, but let's say you have dam that was nasarev with dam, or mei mikveh that was nasarev with mei chatos, we have two things that are not food related, so over there, it's totally in what? It's totally b'mara. There, it's taken not simply based on roi, but it's not totally in tam. Right? When do you use tam? Zil basataymo, that's when you go basatam. In the event that it's something that tastes, that's made for food, that's when you would go basatam. Otherwise, you would go basamar. Incidentally, the Achroinim Medayik, from the way Rashi learns this Gemara, it sounds like the whole Musig of Mara is only Negeya. It's only Negeya where you don't have foods. But let's say you have two foods. You're never going to go Basa Mara. So for example, let's say you have two foods that when a Sarav and a Taruv is, it's Mimbishene Minoy, but it's Nois and Tam Lufgam, let's say. So over there, there's no Tam, because it's Nois and Tam Lufgam. Would you go basamara? So it sounds like from Rashi, the way Rashi learned, that the only time you go basamara is when it's something that's not shayich to food. But the minute it's food related, there's no musig amara. This is a big shaylan d'achroinim. Ayin sham. Either way. Going back to the very, very beginning of the daf. Amar Reish Lakish, Hapigul v'anoyser, Shebolo and Zeb v'zeb v'ochlam potter. Why? And the Gemara said, Shema min atlas. You see from here, Yisur mevatlan zeh zeh. You see from here, Noisin tam b'roi v'lav dey reisa by min b'mino, right? You don't say roi. And you also see from here, there are asra, safek, lo yishma asra. So the Gemara, that memra of Reish Lakish is at odds with something Rabbi Lazar said. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Lazar said, Kshem she'in mitzvahis mevatlan zeh zeh. Just like if you have two mitzvahs, so if someone's eating two things, and the two things are both kiyume mitzvah, just like one mitzvah can't be mevatel another mitzvah, kach ein isur mevatel zuzu, so too two isurim wouldn't be mevatel each other either. So Rabbi Loza holds that mitzvahs are not mevatel zuzu, and being that Rabbi Loza knew that mitzvahs are not mevatel zuzu, so too isurim won't be mevatel each other either. Now, where do you find that mitzvahs are not mevatel zuzu? So this is the second Pesach reference in today's daf, and this is showing emol a Pesach reference. Man shamali dama ein mitzvah mevatel zuzu. Hilali the tanya amru all about hulu azok. Show you kor cham bevas achas. He would be koirech the maror, the matzah, and the pesach. The oichlan he would eat them. Shenemar al matzois umiroirim yoichlu. So Hillel would do koirech, right? Kachoya Hillel oisav as much base mikdash ayikaim. He would do koirech from the fact that he did koirech. Zok to gemara, you see a lumdus, right? You see a lumdus, and that is you see from here. You see from here that mitzvahs are not mevatlo yizu yizu. So if you ever wanted to know what a brisket says over by the Seder, right? The learning zvachem ein tes. So he says, you want to know by koirich, what's the raid? This is the raid. You see from here that mitzvahs are not mevatlo yizu yizu. Why? Because if mitzvahs are mevatlo yizu yizu, then l'chayre, this problem that Reish Lakish was mechadish tos, and I guess I'm an aleph, where you're chewing, you have raid of this, meat of that. Well, how you yoitza the matzah and the marah? Right, l'chayre the mar is mevatel the matzah mevatel. Now, truth, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says that really what should happen is the mar should be mevatel the time of the matzah, probably because of the merirus of the mar, so it should be mevatel the matzah. But the bottom line is, you see from Koirech, said Rabbi Lazar, mitzvahs are not mevatel zuzu. If mitzvahs are not mevatel, then l'chayre is surim also. Meaning, Reish Lakish's svara would be a svara by Koirech, and you see it doesn't apply to Koirech. Must be, why not? Reish Lakish got the Metzius, right? What then did he not get right, said Rabbi Lazar? It must be that Is is Mevatel Heter, Heter is Mevatel Isser. But Mitzvah is not Mevatel Mitzvah, and if Mitzvah is not Mevatel Mitzvah, Isser shouldn't be Mevatel Isser either. What's the Svara? That if Mitzvah is not Mevatel Mitzvah, Isser shouldn't be Mevatel Isser either. So it's Pasha, it's the Svara that we mentioned yesterday. Because the whole Chiddush of Isur Mevatel and Zeh Zeh is based on the fact that it could be the only time you say Bittles with his attention. We have two things that are very different. That's the famous Ran in the Dharm, that when you have two things that are different, that's what creates the basis, the premise for a bittul. Isser and Heter are very different. They can't coexist. So either we are both going to become Asser, or we're both going to become Mutter. I'm going to be Mashpi on you, you're going to be Mashpi on me. But, you know, to have a Tzaddik and a Rosh to live side by side doesn't work that way, right? It's Oyle Rosh, Oyle Shechene, Oyle Tzaddik, or Fakir, Good Le Tzaddik and Good Le Shechene. But the Rosh and the Tzaddik, someone's going to have Ashpa on the other guy. So that's true when you have two things that are very different. If the things are the same, maybe not. Well, if mitzvahs are not mevatel zuzu, then it makes sense. It's because they're too similar to have a bittul. Well, if that's the case, when it comes to Isser, it's going to be the same thing. Either way, nu amid, nu sugya. I mean, sort of. Tan rabbanon, charson shel zav v'zava. So, this Tan rabbanon is a Tosefta in the fifth perek of Mesechtes Tyrus. The background is as follows. The background is that zav is tameh. Not only is a zav tameh, but any liquid that emanates from a zav is tameh. An example of a liquid that would emanate from a zav is his mei raglayim, his urine. The urine of a zav is tameh. The Bryce is talking about where someone had a cheres. He had an earthenware shard that came from a urinal, an abit shel mei raglayim, zok Rashi, that the zav used. The assumption is that the mei raglayim is balua, it's absorbed inside this charsa. If that's the case, if the mei raglayim itself is tamei, now the charsan would become tamei. Now, the mei raglayim of a zav is matamba b'maga b'masa, so the assumption is now this charsan shel zav, this abit shel mei raglayim, even this shard, is also going to be tamei b'maga b'masa. It's a little bit of a chiddush that we see the mei raglayim as being vibrant, even though right now all it is a blia and it's stuck inside this earthenware shard. Rashi addresses Bekitzer Nimritz what the Tumah V'Taira longest to that is. But either way, this is what we need for our sukkah. Charsin shall zav is avos. It's up to Braisa. If there was a charsin of a zav or a zav also for that matter, no difference. Pam rishen v'sheni tam. In the event that somebody would rinse it out, wash it, right? You would think at some point someone's going to wash this. So if somebody would wash it the first time, the second time, it would remain tummy. Shlishi, the third time, tar, it's going to be tar. What's the svara? The svara is because the first time you wash it, there's still bleus inside. The second time you wash it, there's still bleus inside. The third time you wash it, at that point we assume the bleus came out. Being that the meraglime came out, at that point, it's going to be tar. Now, you're going to ask Akasha, if we're dealing with earthenware, I thought earthenware there's no way to get bleus out of. Right? What do you have to do with a kli cheres? You shove it. You have to break it. There's no tyre in a mikvah. The answer is that's only true when the way the bliya got into the klicheres, this is Tumah V'Taira 101, came through the medium of heat. If, however, it didn't come through roischin, so then there is a musig of some sort of hagala, even when it comes to klicheres. And being that here it came simply through meiraglayim, so it didn't come through the medium of heat, so it's for that reason, in this situation, there would be a concept of rinsing it out. So once you rinse it out already the third time, it's going to be tar. Now, we have to speak out one thing here. Segues to the next part of this braisa. Really, if the person is going to take this cheres and he's going to put it in his sink and he's going to go and he's going to wash it out, he's rinsing it with water, right? He's going to wash it. So you tell me it's tar. Why is it tar? Because the third time you rinsed it, at that point it's okay. Why? Why are we not concerned that the water and the meraglayim ended up going right back into this avid shel meraglayim? It went right back into the charsin. It was chayzer b'leyed. If it was chayzer b'leyed, so it's shavait to be a problem. The answer is, even if it was chayzer b'leyed, but the water for sure was enough to be mevatel the meraglayim. So it wasn't just b'leyed the meraglayim. It was b'leyed the water and the meraglayim. And being that it was b'leyed the water and the meraglayim, and the water was mevatel the meraglayim, so even if it was chayzer b'leyed, it's going to be okay. That segues us into the next part. B'medvar mamurim, it's because of this last knech we said, that the only time it's true, charsin shel zav shel zava shlish nitar, it's only shenasan l'toichay mayim, avaloi nasan l'toichay mayim. But let's say you didn't rinse it with water, rather zokdei l'gerashi, you rinse it with meraglayim. Meiraglayim, yeah, of an adam tahar, meaning not tamei meiraglayim, but meiraglayim of an adam tahar. Afilu asiri tamei, even the daira asiri, right? Afilu asiri, even if you rinsed it 10 times, still the halacha is that it's going to be tamei. What's the reason? Because the tana of this Braisa is of the opinion that min b'minay loy batal. And just like dam is not mevatel dam, and roik is not mevatel roik, meiraglayim is not mevatel meiraglayim. So there's no bittel, even though when you rinsed it all these times, the meiraglayim that was tummy, the meiraglayim of the zava came out, but it was nisar with the meiraglayim that's tar, and then it ended up going right back in, and when it went right back in, it vaita became tummy. So it's for that reason, it's going to be a lesbian Yaakov, and lesbian Yaakov holds shlishi. If you rinse it 3 times, even if you didn't rinse it with water, rather you rinsed it with meiraglayim, tar, it's going to be tar. And what's the reason? Because Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds, min b'minay is batal. So if min b'minay is batal, even if you rinse it with the meiraglayim, who cares? The meiraglayim was mevatal, the meiraglayim, and now if it's chayzer b'leya, it's going to be okay. Zok tigmar man, shamali damen min b'minay batal. Who is the Tanakam of this price? In this price, we seem to have a machloikis, whether meiraglayim tar can be mevatal, meiraglayim tamay or not. Whether min b'minay is batal, min b'minay is loy batal. Tanakama holds, meiraglayim can't be mevatal, meiraglayim, because min b'minay is loy batal. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov was chaylik. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds that meiraglayim can't be mevatel meiraglayim. The point is, we know who Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is, right? Who is the Tanakam of this Braisa? So the Gemara says, it's Pasha. Who must it be? It's Rabbi Yehuda. By the way, according to Abaye on Amar Aleph, it's Rabbi Yehuda Alibi de Rabbe. According to Rabbi, there's no Rabbe and Didei. It's the regular Rabbi Yehuda. But either way, man Shamale, who is the one that holds? Min b'min alei batal. Rabbi Yehuda. It's Rabbi Yehuda. Minu, faith the Gemara. If that's the case, let me ask you a kasha from another Tosefta. And if we're not being mechavan to these Toseftas, it's okay. This is a Tosefta in the 4th paragraph of Masechtas Tyrus. So this is real obscure halachas. So it says the Gemara from a different Tosefta. Pishton shetavasoy nida. So nida spun flax. So the halacha is mesitoi tahar. If somebody goes ahead and moves it, he's going to be tahar. Why would you think the person should be tamei? Because a nida, like a zava and a zava, any dover noizel, anything that comes from her, right, a liquid, is tamei. The assumption is when people used to spin flax, that sometimes they would take a little bit of saliva and they would put it on the flax, right? Just to make it a little bit moist, to be able to do their thing. So the concern is that maybe the pishtan has a little bit of roik of a nida, which is tame. So you would think masita maybe should be tame. Says the braisa, tahar. You know why? Because that roik, even though it's there, but it's going to dry up at some point. And roik lach is metama. Roik yadesh is not metama. Hence, pishtan shetava say nida masita ita. Vim hayolach. Yetzei was lach. Then masita itami, you're going to be tame. And the reason is mishal mashka piya, because of the mashka that came out of her mouth, because of the saliva. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, this is why we're quoting this braisa, because we're about to ask a steer, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Rabbi Yehuda said, af ha roit fay b'mayim tame. That if somebody would now take this pishtan shetava sainita, where the mashkapir was already yavesh, but he would be roitfai miloshin rotev, right? You would go ahead and you would rinse it a little bit. Dalach is, it would be tameh, mishum mashkapir, because we assume that the roik, the saliva of the nida, is balua inside the pishtan. And even though right now it's yavish, but by you going ahead and rinsing it a little bit, you're reinvigorating it, you're making it lach, and therefore now all of a sudden you have mashkapia that's lach. If you have mashkapia that's lach, so that's going to be a problem. V'afilu tuva, even if you do it multiple times, again and again and again and again and again, afilu hachi, it's going to be a problem. What's the Gemara stira? It's like a shmak stira. The stira is that when it comes to the charson shel zav v'zava, pam rishon v'sheni tamei shlishi tar. Once you rinse it a third time, we assume the meir aglayim is out. If the meir aglayim is out, so at that point, there's no tum anymore. Now, Rabbi Yehuda holds, you have to make sure that you wash it with water, not with meir aglayim, because otherwise it's going to be chayzer b'leia. You're going to run into a mimbamina problem. But leave the mimbamina problem at the front door. The bottom line is, once you rinse it three times, at that point, because we assume that any b'leia of meir aglayim inside the abitch of meir aglayim, inside the scharsin, is already out. Yet, when it comes to the pishton, that may have the mashkapia, may have the saliva of the nida, afilu tuva, says Rabbi Yehuda. We always assume it's there, it's there, it's there. You can rinse it 100 times. Masita is going to be tame. Why by the meraglayim and the abit shal meraglayim? 3 rinses and you're done. Yet when it comes to the pishtan, that has reik inside of it, afilu tuva, you're not done. And for the Gemara, very simple teretz, amra papa shani reik the karer. You have to say there's a physical nafkamina between removing meraglayim from cheres versus removing reik from pishtan. Reik gets more absorbed inside the pishtan. Sai mitzad the roik, and Rashi seems to say sai mitzad the pishtan, and it's for that reason there. You can rinse it 100 times. There's always going to be a little bit of something there. So the minute you make it moist, at that point you're running into a problem. As opposed to when it comes to meir aglayim and charsin there, it's not going to be such an issue. One more gemara. Going back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah, which it feels like we learned a long time ago, on the bottom of Ayin Tzayin Amud Beis discussed dam of a carbon that was nesarif. Now what? So the Mishnah says, depends what it was Nesarev. If it was Nesarev with Mayim, then you go Basamara. That's Rava's third klal in his klalim abitl. Im yesh by Maris dam kashuk. What if it was Nesarev with Yayin? Royin. Of Royin fame. Royin oisekilu hu Mayim. What if it was Nesarev with dam chulin? Dam behema, dam chaya. Oh, here too, Royin. There you have Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, who holds, ain't dam avatal dam. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds Mimimidu Le'batel. We know it might be Rabbi Yehuda, might be Rabbi Yehuda Le'bit Rabbe. Good. The last case in the Mishnah was, what would be if it was Nisarev Adam Su? See, Adam, that wasn't Nisarev with Mayim, it wasn't Nisarev with red wine, it wasn't Nisarev with Dam of a Behemoth Chulin. It was Nisarev with Dam of a Behemoth Kachim. Okay, Mabaya. Oh, because it's Dam Psulin, right? So what's the halacha? So the Mishnah said over here, Yishafik Lama. I don't care what the ratios are, there's no Ryans, you automatically take this Dam, and you pour it down the drain in the Beis HaMikdash. Rashi, va'afilu ha-kosher rabba olav. Rashi in the Mishnah says that even if there's way more dam kosher, I don't care. It's irrelevant, the ratios. You're automatically going to get rid of it. But dam atamsis, what would be if it was nesari with the dam atamsis? That's the chelik of the dam Sizvachim Chafei, that's not included in this Riko. There tu yishafik lama. Rabbi Eliezer Machsher, Rabbi Eliezer said it's kosher, and imloy nimlach v'nasa. Let's say the Kohen didn't ask any shailos, he went ahead and did his Riko, then b'diavad, kosher it's going to be, kosher says the Gemara. What is the beer and the machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim? And really, we could even go one step before the Gemara. And that is, what's the chilek between Dam Kasha being Nasar with Dam Pasel versus Dam Kasha being Nasar with Mayim or Yayin or Dam Chulin? It sounds like, ordinarily, we're open to a conversation. It's a negotiation. I'm more this, I'm more that, right? It's a numbers game. There's a mahalach. Chloe Bittel, open up Yerideya and try to figure out what you're supposed to do. When it's a sign with Dam Sulim, Afilu Akosher Rabba Olav is much more kosher. I don't care. You're automatically discarding it, right? The Gemara doesn't ask that. The Gemara goes right into the teeth of the machloikes of Lezach Chachamim, but it's implied, right? So, number one, you have to know what's the difference between Dam being the star with Dam Sulim and all the other cases of the Taruvas and the Mishnah versus this situation. Additionally, what is the machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chacham? So the Gemara says, Gishmach. Amar Rav Zvid said, you want to know what the machloikis is, and you want to know bichlal, why it is that when the dam is a zar v'dam sulam, it's different. What's going on over here is they were arguing whether goizrin gzer b'mikdash. The mar sava goizrin, umar sava loy goizrin. This is the way Rashi explains the Gemara. That when it came to Dam Kosher, that was Nisarev with Dam Pasel, there, Chazal were more worried. The reason Chazal were more worried is because that's something that's Abyssal Mer Shchiach. Why is it Abyssal Mer Shchiach? Because there's always going to be a lot of Dam Pasel in the Beis HaMikdash, right? The chances of Dam being Nisarev with Mayim, the chances of being Nisarev with red wine, seriously, what, the Kohen was drinking on the job? Right? You're not let her do the Avodah if you're Shtuyayayin. So that's not so mistaber. And the chances of it being Nisarev with a Behemoth Chulin, you're not even allowed to bring Chulin Bazara. So the chances of those things happening are very unlikely. Being that they're unlikely, it's not a Dava Shchich, it's not a Dava Matzoi, so there we can apply the regular rules and regulations of Bittul, and we're not going to start saying, I'm afraid that with this rive of the good blood, maybe it should be a problem up to a case where there's going to be roiv of wine. And there's all cases like Shriach. We're not going to make Zeres. The case of regular kosher Adam being Nasar with Adam Sulim, that's very much Shriach, because there was always good blood, bad blood. You have to hold cheshbon of everything going on there. So that's already a milsa de Shriach. Being that it's a milsa de Shriach, there's a mockum to say that maybe we should make a Zer. Maybe we should say that even with the Dam Kosher is Rabba Olav, will be Geyser up to a situation where the Dam Kosher is really the Mu'ud. And that is the Sheet of the Chacham. The Chachamim hold that there's Mokim to make a Gzeira, and it's for that reason Chazal will Geyser. Rabbi Eliezer said, in Geyser and Gzeira B'Mikdash. In the base of Mikdash, we don't make a Gzeira. Why not? So the truth is, we know there's a Klal, Inchfus B'Mikdash, Kehanim's reason name, but Rashi over here speaks on something different. Rashi says, because you're going to go ahead and you're going to make a Gzeira on the expense of Kachem. Right now you have dam. This dam is kosher dam to put on the mizbeach, because the dam is rabal. Based on the rules and regulations of Bittul, go do Azrika. But you're going to be mafsid kachin, and you're going to say lo yolu lebaylon l'shem chayva because of gzeira. Afilum timtzaloy magoizing gzeira b'mikdash, but not at the expense of hektish zoktimar. And that is the machloikis. So said Rab Zvi, the machloikis is begoizing gzeira b'mikdash kamifliki. The marsav agoizing umarsav agoizing, and Rashi's kinech that could be Rabbi Eliezer be'etzim holds there is a musig of shvus b'mikdash, but over here not, because here you're going to take good dam and you're going to get rid of it. So in a situation where there's a hefsek kachim, you're not going to last. Rapapa said no. The kuli alma goys. Really, everybody holds goys and gzer b'mikdash, even at the expense of hefsek kachim. Okay, so what's then the machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim? But dam atamzis motzui l'rabbis adam anefesh kamivuki. The machloikis is the second case. The machloikis is not in the case where the dam kachim was inzar with dam pasul, but rather in the case where the dam kosher was nesarif with the dam atamsis. And the yisoid of the shayla is it matzoi that there should be a situation where there would be roiv dam tamsis and a miut of dam anefesh or not? That is the shayla. Mar sover the chachamim hold shchiach. Yeah, that's something that could happen. I mean, that's something that could happen. So we have to make a gzera. Just like with goyzer, in the case where it was Nisarev with Dam Pasel, so too we're going to be Geizer where it was Nisarev with Dam Atamsis. Umar Sava Loy Shchiach, whereas Rabbi Eliezer holds it's Loy Shchiach, and being that it's Loy Shchiach, in a situation like that, we don't have to make a Gzeir. In other words, Rab Zvid and Rab Papa both explain the Machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim eerily similar, but there's one huge chilek. According to Reb Zvid, Reb Eliezer is arguing on both parts of the Seifa. The Seifa said, Nisari bedam psulim yishofik la'amo, bedam atamtzis yishofik la'amo. In both of those cases, Reb Eliezer machsha. And the reason is because ain goizim zeir b'mikdash. And the only reason you should say, we're, if the kosher is rabba olav, afilu hochi yishofik la'amo is because of gzeira, on the expense of kosher, we're not going to make gzeira. According to Reb Papa, Reb Eliezer is only arguing in the second case. As it relates to Nisari bedam psulim yishofik la'amo, he's masking. The kuli alma goizim zeir b'mikdash. It's bedam atamtzis, and there it's a much more nuanced shaila. Is it bechal motzi that there would be more dam atamtzis versus dam anefesh? According to the chachamim, yes. Therefore, it makes sense you should make the gzera just like you made the gzera by dam. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's not motzi. If it's not motzi, it doesn't make sense you should make the gzera, right? Just like we didn't make the gzera by mayim and by yayin and by behemah schula. Why? Because it's not shchich, it's not motzi. Zok Rashi. So too Rabbi Eliezer says when it comes to the dam atamtzis, it's not motzi either. Zok the gemara. One last kasha. Bishlam the Rabbi Papa. Bishlam according to Rabbi Papa. That holds that the machloikis between Rebbe Eliezer and the Chachamim is only in the case where it was Nisar b'dam atamtzis, not in the case where it was Nisar b'dam psulim. Hainu diktani, then the lashon of the Mishnah, the signal of the Mishnah is very gishmak. Nisar b'dam psulim yishofik la'amo, b'dam atamtzis yishofik la'amo. Right, the Mishnah divided the case of where it was Nisar b'dam atamtzis and Nisar b'dam psul separately. Nisar b'dam psulim yishofik la'amo, A. B'dam atamtzis yishofik la'amo, B. Rabbi Eliezer, Mach. So according to Rabbi Pop, it's very gishmak why we were mechalik. Why? Because, as different halachas, in the first case, there's no machlokes Reb Eliezer in the Chachamim. In the second case, there's a shita from Reb Eliezer. Elul the Reb Zvid, but according to Reb Zvid, that holds that Reb Eliezer is arguing on both cases. Then li arvinu, that's a pun. Vilisninu, then luchayru, we should have made a taruvus between the two cases, and we should have said nesarev bedam psulim u bedam atam says yishofich la'am Reb Eliezer machsher. Why are we being mechal between the two cases? Loit Reb Poppins, ein geshmak. This diktok in the Mishnah. Loit Reb Zvid, not so much, and the Gemara. Blives with a kasha. Either way, this concludes this next segment of these intense sugyas here in the 8th parak of Masechta Zvachim. Just to be mekayim, the inyan of finishing the daf with a kasha. I just want to end with one ha'ara, and this is a kasha from Reb Chaim Briska, v'tein l'chacham v'yech gemoyd, and that is the primary topic of yesterday's daf and today's daf was the halacha of Ryan. How did Royan come involved? Because we had Royan in the Mishnah. What did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said that Dam Shen Nisarev B'mayim, Im Yesh Bay Maris Dam Kosher. Nisarev B'yayin, or if it's Nisarev B'dam Behemah, B'dam Achaya, then Dalach is Royan Oisaki Ilohu Mayim. So there's an idea that Dam, that's Nisarev B'mayim, even if the Dam is the Muet, but if you could see the Dam in the Taruvas, the Dam doesn't become Batal. What would be if it was Nisarev with something where you can't see it, but the only reason you can't see it is not because there's a Kamos issue. The reason you can't see it is physically because the Dover Rav and the Dover Mut look the same. But if they would have looked different, Shainemo, you would have seen it. Zok the Mishnah, Chiddush, Royan. Royan es ha dam, or Royan es ha yayin kilu hei mayim, and to the extent if it would have been mayim, you would have seen the dam. Well then, right now, we're going to say that the bittul is not going to be bittul. Right? That's where the halach of Royan came into the 8th parak of Masechet Zvachim. It's a mefurish mishnah. Had it become a whole sugya? It became a sugya because the Gemara brought Reish Lakish as halacha. Reish Lakish said, if somebody would eat a kezayas of pigol and a kezayas of noise of avas achas, so the halach is that he wouldn't get malchus. Kezayas pigol, you get malchus. Kezayas noise, you don't get malchus. But if you eat them together, you don't get malchus. And the Gemara said, Shema mino tlas. Shema mino yisur mevatlan zezeh. Shema mino noisen tam beroiv lavdei reisa. And Shema mino asra sofa gloish maasra. But the Gemara said, noisen tam lavdei reisa. Noisen tam is dei reisa. So the Gemara said, Reish Lakish is talking about a case where it was mimbe mino. Being that it's mimbe mino, he said, there's no tam. There's physically no tam by mimbe mino. So if there's no tam, that's where it's going to be negated halacha. But the Gemara said, even if there's no tam, but what happened to Royan? In our Mishnah, you see there's a concept of Royan. We should say, what should the Royan be? The Royan should state that if you have a taruvus of two different macholos where they taste the same, and as a result, one can't be nois and tam to the other, but we should say royin oison as if they were mimbe she'enoi minoi, and say that in the event that had they been Mimbashein Amina, the Dabra Mu'ud would be nice and tam in the Raif, well then that wachiz, that the Dabra Mu'ud shouldn't be batal. So that was the Gemara's Kasha. How could Reish Lakish say that there's no nice and tam b'chlal when it comes to what? Mimbashein Amina, of course there should be halacha of nice and tam. Based on the halacha of Roy, it triggered a whole sugya. Roy is machlikis Rabbi Yudan, the Chachamim, Hadidei, Hadrabei, Apai, Rava, Gantz Shverim, Gemara. That is the sugya of Freik, Reb Chaim. The following kasha. Reb Chaim said, why is it that if you have a taruvus of dam and mayim, just to pick a case, where you have roiv mayim, a miut of dam, but you could see the dam in the taruvus, why is it that the halacha is that right now the dam is not bottle? I could see it. That's why it's not bottle. So what? I could see it. Why is seeing the dam a reason it shouldn't be bottle? The reason is, said Reb Chaim, because in order for something to be bottle, a taka has to be bottle. You have to see it as being insignificant in the taruvus. To the extent that you could see it, so it is significant. And being that it's significant, said Reb Chaim, it's for that reason there's no musig abittel. Meaning, the fact that you could see it, said Reb Chaim, is a simen that it's there, ba'ofen chashuv, and if that's the case, it makes sense that it should be bought. What's the reason that if you have a taruvus of a dover roiv and a dover muad, and you can taste the dover muad, the halacha is that the dover muad is not bottle. It's based on a chiddush ha-Torah of tam ke'ikar. And Reb Chaim was meirich and sefer that the ikar halacha of tam ke'ikar is that the Torah was mechadish. That just like if you eat a kezayis of nevelu you're over nisadei raisa, if you eat something that has the tam of that, you're also over nisadei raisa. The gedat varim of tam ke'ikar is not that because this tam, so memela, there's no bittel. The gedat of tam ke'ikar is a new din. Tam ke'ikar dei raisa. So said Rab Chaim, Lefizeh, yesh loymar, that it would be very, very mistaber that we should say royan when it comes to mara, but we shouldn't say royan when it comes to tam. What's the reason? By mara, the whole reason where you could see the dam in the taruvus, it's not bottle, is because the fact that you could see the taruvus is a simon that it's a double chashiv. So if it's a double chashiv, some emela, you can't be mevatel. There's too much of it. Or if you says Reb Chaim, Chazal said that that's not only true where I could physically see it, but that's also true if I could or would have should have seen it. Because the whole yisoid of royan is, it's a simon. It's a simon that there's too much to be mevatel. Now, in this case, I'd rather don't see a mefurish. Who cares I don't see a mefurish? But I know from Royan, I know with my halachic glasses, I know just based on the concept that if there would have been two different minim, I would have been able to see it. That means there's too much of it over here. There's too much of it to say bittel. So therefore, even when I can't physically see it, I'm right thinking to say bittel. Now, is it a leap of faith? Of course it's a leap of faith. It's the Chiddush of Royan. It's only Shittas Rabbi Yehuda. Chama don't even hold this whole concept of Royan. There's no one that's going to debate that Royan is a Chiddush. We're not coming to Balabatisha is Royan. Royan's a Chiddush. A Becheret. I hear the lumdis. The lumdis of it is that being that if I would be able to see it, there'd be too much of it for there to be bittel. So it makes sense to say that even when I can't see it, but I know there's enough here that if the the only difference is the color is off. Okay, so for that, for the color already, I could say Royan. And like this, the halacha would be that we would say that there's no bittel, even if it's a mimbaminoi. But tam ke'ikar, the whole yisoid of the issa tam ke'ikar is that there's a new issa called tam. Well, if I don't taste it, then you don't have the new issa. So mecha taste, there should be Royan when it comes to tam. The Gemara in the Kasha held that if you say Royan by Mara, you have to say Royan by tam. Chaim Briske asked this great Akasha. Could be Mara and Tam a cholut b'ikra yisoy. Mara is a hechatimza that there shouldn't be a bittel. Tam is a new iser. Where all it is a simon that there shouldn't be bittel. Maybe for that you say Royan. Makes a lot of sense. It's very logical you should say Royan. If, however, we're dealing with Tam, which is an iser chadash, either you have the iser or you don't have the iser. By mimamina, I don't have the iser. I can't taste the iser. So to the extent that I can't taste the iser, Royan as if I could taste the iser, doesn't make any sense. Where it's a simon that there's too much of it to say bittel. So I know for a fact that I have a shear that wouldn't be bottle if it was a mimbashein emino. So if it's a mimbashein emino, also shouldn't be bottle. That makes sense. Albeit with the chiddush and the institution known as Ryan. But when it comes to tam, not. Now, there's a big hanacha that we're assuming in this kasha. And that is that there's a fundamental difference between how Mara works and how Tam works. Specifically, Mara is just a Siba that there shouldn't be Bittul, as opposed to Tam is not a Siba that there shouldn't be Bittul, but it's an Issa Chadash. Truth is, Reb Chaim and Sefer is very Mairich how exactly Tam Keiko works. Reb Chaim seems to come out that there's two Dinim. There's two Dinim when it comes to Tam. Sai, there's a new Issa, there's an Issa Chadash called Tam Ke Issa, but also Tam is like Gara for Mara. And just like by Mara, there's a Musig that if I could see it, that's a reason it shouldn't be bottled by Tam. There's also a reason it shouldn't be bottled. With that answer of Chaim's Kasha, the Lomdom saying, not so fast. Because if there's two dinim by Tam, you probably need both dinim by Tam. You probably need both dinim and Tam. The way the Lomdom say it is the only reason Tam is a svar that there shouldn't be bittel is because the Torah was mechadish in this Tam. Again, there's so much to talk about. That's why we're leaving it as a Kasha. But this is definitely a kushe how you do it here in the Sugya of Rai.